the book Romans, part 4. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book Israel's Rapture, which is my doctoral degree, or was my doctoral degree, you can obtain it by making contact with my WhatsApp cell phone number, which is a WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code, and the number is 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Go to part 1, start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Don't forget that. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's near to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any Messianic people, Israel Vision groups, the Hebrews Roots Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Yah Movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witness or Seventh-day Adventist churches, any group, organization, Protestant churches or Catholic churches. We are merely an end-time Bible study group functioning in the revelation word of Yahweh El Elohim according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the 1860 Bible, the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you will ever find. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally called Elohim of Hashem. The name God, Lord, was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this study today will be a blessing to you in the name of Yahushua. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. The book of Romans, the book Romans, Chapter 1, and I'm going to read verse 3 again just as a springboard to get to verse 4, because they basically link together concerning his son, Yahushua, our master, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Now that we now understand verse 4. Now it says, and declared to be the son of Yahweh Almighty with power. Not just any power, the supernatural power. He, the angels declared him as the son of Yahweh. I'm just going to add this in now, the creator of heaven and earth, with revelation, supernatural power. If you haven't done the study on the book Hebrews, please go start with Hebrews 1 verse 1. Take a couple of seat belts because you are going to fall out of your chair. That first chapter explains to us how that the Son of the Creator of heaven and earth came about. Go start with Hebrews 1 verse 1 and work it through to verse 14. By that time you are so going to be hooked onto the book of Hebrews, you will continue. And even if it happened that you have done the study already, go back and just read what I'm referring to here. I want you, as we are following this study, participating in this study, we need to grasp the intensity of what the church has never taught us in more than 600 years. The Protestant Church, they didn't ever taught us half of what we were supposed to know. It caused Jaffa to, in my life and in other people's life, to bring revelations into their life, to understand the scriptures. And that's why I'm prepared to share it with you. The moment that I've received the revelation, I'm sharing it. But first I would have done my research work and studies to make sure that this which Jehovah revealed to me corresponds with the promises and the guidelines of which is said in the Bible, not to contradict and confuse or to cause confusion. Jehovah does not work in confusion. He uses us to confuse Satan with a small s, not a capital S. Now it reads here in verse 4, Romans 1 verse 4. Now he declared to be the son of Jehovah, that's Yahshua, with power, according to the spirit of holiness. That spirit, shouldn't it be a capital letter? According to the spirit, what is the spirit? It's the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. When I see the word spirit with a small s, it's referring to my spirit and to you, your spirit. You will remember, if you were participating in the study of Hebrews and the other studies as well, you will remember that I taught you that we have our own spirits. When I see spirit with a small s, it is my spirit. My spirit is my personality with my attitude. According to my attitude, I reveal the spirit that's in me. That's not the Ruach HaKodesh. This spirit is my personality. But you can't come and say that he declares to be the son of Jehovah Almighty, Yahshua, the creator of heaven and earth, his father, with power, revelation power, according to the spirit. That spirit is the Ruach HaKodesh, capital S, of holiness. That holiness, that H, must be a capital H. How many times in the 1611 King James Bible do we read about the holiness of Yahshua and Jaffa El Elohim, and it's spelled with a small H? In Afrikaans we will say sis, man. Sis, it's not to be like that. It is degrading. They will not bring the capital letters that refers to Yahshua. But in the 1611 you won't find the name Satan once with a small letter S. Why? Because he's the God of the world, and they acknowledge him as such. In all my new books which I write, I use a small s, not glorifying Satan in any way. So it says here, and declared to be the son, Yahshua, of Jehovah, the creator of heaven and earth, with power. That power, I will put a capital P, with the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, according to the spirit. That spirit, capital S, Ruach HaKodesh, of holiness, capital H. See how different is the pronunciation, is the value of the words by adding the right letter to it. It gives a total different meaning to what we read. Suddenly when you read this scripture the way I'm showing you, it creates the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh by just reading it. And this is what the Bible translators and Bible reviewers did. They tried to degrade the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to read the scripture again. Doesn't matter how many times I'm going to read it. And declared to be the son of Yaffa with power, according to the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh of holiness. Listen, listen, listen. By the resurrection from the dead. I like the word resurrection with a capital R for myself. For one reason. It is something that has happened to no other God in any religion before. Come on. Not one. Not one. Oh, Islam will tell you they believe that Muhammad ascended into heaven. But in Mecca, once a year with Ramadan, then most of the Islamites, Muhammads, they will go to Mecca to the grave, Medina, to the grave of Muhammad. If I say I go to the grave of somebody, it means there's bones in the grave. The body that lived, that is why there's a grave. That's where he was buried. They won't bury fresh air into a grave. So there were bones. And that's why they go to Medina to walk around that statue. Just to touch it. In the millions every year. But in the next phase, they say that in the Dome of the Rock in Israel, the Islamic temple that's there with the golden roof, is the place where Muhammad ascended into heaven alive. Now you can decide who's lying to who. How do you have a grave with bones in Medina, in Mecca, and have the Rock of the Dome, or the Dome of the Rock, in Israel, in Jerusalem, and state that that is where he ascended into heaven alive? You see, they had to create something that looks like Christianity. And that's why they did it. But they are lying. He's never ascended into heaven. The proof is in the bones. That is in Medina. Medina. He says, and declared to be the son of Yaffa, almighty with power, according to the spirit of holiness, the Ruach HaKodesh, by the resurrection from the dead. What makes the difference? The difference is that our Savior, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, is alive and well today. I'm saying in brackets, Hades was known to have the power of death. Hades was known to obtain the power of death. It had the authority to hold all souls captured till the white throne judgment. Yahshua, through his death and resurrection, obtained the power which Satan held. And therefore does Hades and the realm of death have no power. It does not contain any power. And that's why we as Yahfis, as part of the bride of Yahshua, we don't fear death. I've explained it before, and I'm just going to say it again for the sake of those that's new. To us who are Yahfis, death is like a curtain. Behind me, there's a curtain. And behind the curtain, there's a window that opens and closes. And behind the window, we have a garden, quite a nice garden. Because Pastor Rico, my wife, is a gardener. She likes to work in the garden. Can you see into the garden? No. Now this is how death functions. Death is keeping us away to see what is behind the curtain. So what is death? Death is a spiritual curtain which needs to be opened for us who are your fist to be able to see what is in the back, mainly the garden. As long as that curtain is drawn, you cannot see it. Now I need to speak about this tomorrow morning a bit more. So bear with me, because of the time, we are to continue tomorrow morning in this discussion. Have a great day. Let's be the best Yafist we can be. Until tomorrow morning, Maranatha. Yafashua's coming back again. Hallelujah.